share market, the S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Nirban Mahanty. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Captain.
Mate, we woke up this morning to a headline saying the Australian dollar is now at 11-year lows. Now, I get paid in Australian dollars, I spend Australian dollars. So, on one level, I don't really care what happens to the dollar, but there are some impacts that we need to be aware of, and particularly when we're shopping.
It looks like I'm going to be the person who's going to be talking about gloom and doom, so I'm going to talk about the bad stuff here.
Well, that's the thing, though. So that's, I mean, the obvious impacts for Australians are in the shops and when it comes to how we spend our cash. What are the impacts of a lower dollar when it comes to that?
Right. So, I mean, one obvious thing is if you want to buy anything and most of the stuff is imported, likely they're going to cost more, right? So unless the retailer is absorbing the cost, that stuff costs more. If you want to go on a holiday, you want to go on a holiday overseas, and I mean, technically that's going to cost more. So stuff
right,
is
so
costing
if
more.
If you're going to buy a TV that got sent in from, let's say, America to make it easy, it costs you $500 American. It still costs $500 American no matter what the Australian dollar exchange rate is, right?
That's right.
But when the Australian dollar is lower, all of a sudden that $500 American becomes $800 Australian.
Mm-hmm.
If it was one for one, it'd be $500. So it costs us more to import that TV or import those pair of shoes or clothes or cars. There's not much benefit, is there?
You're just telling us to not buy anything and not go anywhere. There must be some upside. Tell me about the upside.
Well, let's do the neutral first. The neutral is that if you're going to buy local, shop local, or travel local, you aren't impacted by foreign exchange, at least in theory, right? So
That's right.
You're going to go on holidays up the coast, you're going to buy an Australian made, I was going to say car, but there aren't any of those anymore. But if you're going to, you know, if you're spending your dollars on Australian produced goods and services, there is no impact on the currency either way. That's either good or bad, depending on where the currency goes. The good news, unfortunately, is a bit harder to grasp, right? But it's all the same, still very real. A lower dollar is fantastic for Australia's exports. So whether that is wheat, whether that's wool, whether that's iron ore, we get basically more Australian dollars for every US dollar spent on those products. And that's wonderful news if you're sending products overseas. Now, we can say, well, that's great for the company bosses. The good thing is it's good for our economy because it's good for growth in jobs and wages. If Australia is a more competitive place to buy stuff from, in theory, many more overseas buyers are going to come to Australia looking for it, and that should, in theory, we say, over the long term, be good for jobs. The other thing is that while it's more expensive for us to travel overseas, again, like exports of goods and services, it's also cheaper for international visitors to come and see us. So whether that's the new Kylie Minogue Mate song ad playing in the UK, whether it's an echo of Paul Hogan's Shrimp on the Barbie or Crocodile Dundee running in the US, more international tourists can be expected, maybe coronavirus aside, to come to Australia with a lower Australian dollar as well. So while we kind of use it as a barometer of national well-being from a consumer spending perspective, and that's absolutely true, that's only half of the story. Now, Matt, I've got to ask you, as an investor, how much do you care about the level of the Australian dollar?
Not a whole lot. Well, I do care actually a little bit. I should not say a whole. I actually do care in the sense that, you know, if I've got companies that have got overseas earnings, actually those earnings are going to look a lot more in Australian dollars. That's number one. Number two is if I'm investing overseas, it does matter if I've got a lower Australian dollar because then I'm paying more effectively for assets.
Maybe that's the key point. Maybe the key point is not to, I want to say ignore the headlines, but don't pay too much attention to the headlines that suggest that higher is good or lower is bad or even vice versa. There are always puts and takes when it comes to the exchange rate. Knowing what the impact is and when it's best for you, that's key. And hopefully this Motley Fool Money Hacks will help you make the most of your Australian dollars when you're overseas or spending on imported products. That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. See you next week. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.